Today's episode is I don't have time and I don't have energy. Yesterday, I was in the Putiverso, in the metaverse, with the English community, Inglés para Cholos, and there was a guy who asked me an interesting question, and it was like that. It was, you know, interesting your tips, Uncle Balta, but I work from Monday to Friday, and I barely have time to prepare my meals and sleep every day. He told me, the only days that I have available are Saturday and Sunday. So I replied back, you just gave the answer. You need to take advantage of your Saturday and Sunday. So that's why on this episode I'm going to show you how allocating 4 hours, not even a full day, just 4 hours Saturday and 4 hours on Sunday, you can break your fucking rat race that you are located in. You can escape from that job that you don't like and you can start making money for yourself. Directly from the customer hand to your hand without middlemen. And at the end, I'm going to talk something about leverage and palancamiento. I was checking some videos on YouTube and they mentioned something that really caught my attention that I believe is going to deliver a lot of value to yourself. Before starting, I want to say thanks to the sponsor as always, inglesparacholos.com, our favorite website, inglesparacholos.com, of course. If you want to take your life to the next level, go to the website and also please spread the word. If you have a friend that is trying to improve his English or is trying to start his own endeavor as a freelancer, send them to unclebalta.com or to the Spotify channel Uncle Balta. Time to get started. So here's the deal. If you're a busy person, let's say that you're busy from Monday to Friday. The question is, maybe you cannot offer a service because you don't have energy and you don't have time, right? How can you are going to offer a service to another customer? But maybe you can sell products. The question is, what kind of products? I'm sure, and this is the question that I ask the guy in the community, is there something that you like buying and you know how to buy it in a better price than the average person? And his response was, yes, shoes. I love buying shoes and I know where do they sell them cheaper than the market price. I asked him, is that price cheaper than Mercado Libre and Facebook Marketplace? And he said, of course. And I told him back, there you have the answer. You just found your arbitrage. And let's come back to the podcast now. Everybody knows, especially if you like buying something. For example, I love buying gym equipment. I know where I can find the gym equipment in a 50% discount. I'm sure in your case, you know some place where you can buy your favorite stuff that usually is cheaper than the regular market. So what you have to do is try to find the product that you like as cheap as possible and try to promote it on Facebook Marketplace and on Mercado Libre. If you do that, you just create your first arbitrage. And the beauty of this when you sell products is that you don't need that much time. If you are going to upload that to Mercado Libre, or even better, I prefer Facebook Marketplace because it's commission-free, you are not going to take that much time. At least you will have to respond or to reply 4 or 5 questions per day at maximum, I can tell you. And you know why I know that? Because I upload many products to Facebook Marketplace and usually the rate is 4 or 5 questions per day. And if you have to deliver the product, sometimes you can ask the money in advance or you can tell the person to go to your house to pick the product up. If you have a relative at home, the relative can give the product, or you can tell the person to go at the end of the day when you're back in your house. An arbitrage is the best way to escape the rat race if you are busy from Monday to Friday. And just to motivate you a little bit more, when I started Baltamina, that was my first business, I was in the last year of my university. And if you know, the last year of university is not that friendly because you need to finish all the courses, you need to do a lot of shit. And even though I was busy, I was able to sell 3 nitrix, vendía 3 nitrix, 3 nitrix per day. And that was something that gave me like more or less like $30 per day, like 100 soles back then in time per day. So that's why I believe the arbitrage is the best way that you have to escape. But there are 2 things. First, we need to put a big effort in the front part because the big effort is trying to go to different places in the city, try to find the suppliers. Who are the importers? Who are the importers? Who are the suppliers? Who are the companies that are going bankrupt, los que están quebrando? Because when people are going bankrupt, they liquidate all their stock. So you need to find where are the opportunities. That is going to take you some time. That's what I told you. You will work 4 hours on Saturday, 4 hours on Sunday, But once that you find this stock, now you can start creating your arbitrage. And remember this word, I sell start creating, because it's not that you get the products in a low price and by magic you're going to sell them. Now you need to know how to upload them to Facebook Marketplace. You need to upload nice pictures, nice description. If you go to the average post on any marketplace online, you will see that the description is poor, the conditions are poor, and many times when you ask a question, the seller, he doesn't respond until 2 or 3 days. So if you do totally the opposite, you can be sure that you will have an advantage. Now, I want to go to the part of leverage, because today I heard something that really blew my mind. But before, friendly reminder, if you want to work with me, you can send me a WhatsApp to my personal number, +51 9890 23986. Let's go like this. Long time ago, if you wanted to have leverage, what is leverage? It's getting a higher impact doing the same activities. So let's try to check a case. Let's say that you want to move a rock. You can try to lift the rock by yourself, or you can use like a big stick and try to create a lever, apalancamiento. That is leverage. So most of the people, they are not missing hours in their life. They are not missing energy. The only thing that they are missing is leverage. Long time ago, just 20 years ago, to be clear, just 20 years ago, the only levers that you had available were money and labor. Just money and labor. So if you wanted to buy new machines, new equipment, you need money. If you want to produce more products, you need labor. So if you didn't have money or you didn't have the resources to hire people to work for you, you were fucked. That's why many people had to sell their houses or mortgage their houses to get money for the business long time ago. But now, thanks God, we have 4 levers. We have the capital, the labor, and we have also media, and you can include their social media, and you have technology. So for most of the people that we are listening to this podcast, the last 2, media and technology, are the ones that we should pay attention. And here is the interesting part. You don't need to be an influencer to take advantage of media, and I'm going to show you why here. And you don't need to be a tech guy to take advantage of technology. I will show you why here too. I don't know why today I feel a lot of energy. I think I'm recovering. Holy shit. Okay, so talking about media, remember I told you when we were discussing the thing about the arbitrage, that when you have an arbitrage, the real effort is upfront, is in the first part. Then selling is easy. Okay, the same happened with media. The effort is when you do the first part, then the benefits come easy. So for example, when we talk about media, we are talking about organic content and pay ads. Organic content could be something that something like the piece of content that I'm doing now. This is a piece of content. I upload this to Google Podcasts and Spotify. Yesterday, I uploaded a YouTube video to YouTube. So those pieces of content, I just work once, but they keep sending people to my WhatsApp because, as you know, I always promote my WhatsApp. Just one effort, and people keep coming after that. Media is something that works for you. It's like a seller for you. Someone tell, hey, that guy is selling that thing. You can be doing whatever you're doing. I can be walking the dog. I can be eating. I can be talking with my friends. And people keep coming to my WhatsApp. I wake up in the morning and at least I have like 20 people waiting in the WhatsApp. So that is the beauty of media. I'm talking about organic content. In organic, basically you have 3 formats. There are more, but let's keep it simple. You have video, and maybe you don't want to do video, but also you have audio, and you have also reading form, escrito. So video, audio, or reading form. Find the one that is easiest for you and start with that. And if you are lazy, just start posting things interesting on social media and put a nice description. And then you have the paid option, the pay ads. You can craft an ad, and crafting an ad is not that difficult. You can start by copying your competitors. What is the competition doing? Let me do something similar. A nice picture, a nice description, a nice title, a nice hook, and you upload that to social media, test it with $5 per day. Just $5 per day, and start playing with the segmentation. Just by doing that, you can have also, I have ads that bring me people for less than 1 cent per click. 1 cent per click. There are other ads that send me people for 6 cents per click, 10 cents per click. Now, if the ad costs you more cents per click, it doesn't mean that it's a bad ad, because depend what you are selling. For example, if I have a course that costs 3,000 soles, Inglés para Cholos, 3,000 soles, I can spend even 50 soles per acquiring a customer without problem. So you need to do your math. But remember, organic and pay ads are your friends when we are talking about the lever media. And what about the lever technology? Sorry, before jumping to technology, I told you that you don't need to be an influencer. And you know why? Because nowadays, YouTube, for example, is promoting small YouTube channels. This content that I'm sharing with you, I found it in a YouTube channel that has less than 2,000 followers. And with less than 2,000 followers, YouTube was showing me the channel, imagine. So now the chance to be discovered with TikTok, with YouTube, is huge. You just need to create content that goes deep. People are tired of the big influencer. People want something fresh. So we need to take advantage of that. And let's come back to the tech. You don't need to be a tech guy. You don't need to create the next ChatGPT. You don't need to create a cell phone app, anything. You just need to find resources to promote your business. Let me share three things that I'm actually using in my business. The first one was, as you know, I do videos for YouTube. So if you want to make it viral, it's good to have clips. What is a clip? It's a 50 seconds or 30 seconds piece of content in a vertical format. So I was like, yes, but I don't want to hire a person to do that. It's too much shit. And I don't want to do it by myself because it will take me at least like 5 or 10 extra minutes of my time. So I found a website that is called Opus Clips. Opus Clips with artificial intelligence. You drop the video there and they do the clips for you with the captions. Perfect shit. And not only they do the clips, they give you 10 different clips per video so you can select which is the one that you prefer to upload to your social media. The other one, I remember, and this was an old case, I was struggling with WhatsApp because there was a time that I was receiving like more than 60 or 100 WhatsApp messages per day. Now, thanks God, I reduced that, but I have better quality of leads. But when I was uploading the video of La Venecas, those shit, my WhatsApp was full and it took me a lot of time to find people who actually want to sell. But I found a tool that allowed me to respond or to reply faster. So now, in the time that something that took me like 40 minutes to clean, started to take me like 15 minutes to clean. And nowadays, with the technology that I have for WhatsApp, I can clean my WhatsApp in less than 5 minutes. So basically, I allocate like 3 or 4 blocks per day. So 5 minutes, 4 times per day to clean all my WhatsApps of the day, imagine. And that's just using technology. And the last one is, for example, and this is kind of a silly one, but I love it, is artificial intelligence to delete watermarks, para borrar marcas de agua. I don't know if you had this issue, this situation, but many times we go to Facebook and you find, oh, this is a fucking good meme. But the good meme has a huge watermark, tiene una marca de agua gigante. And you're like, fuck. And then, before, long time ago, I would have to hire a designer to delete that watermark. Now with artificial intelligence, you just select, please, I don't want this shit, and they delete the shit. And by the way, also with artificial intelligence, you can put your face on top of the character, and now it's a meme custom for your brand, for yourself. Everything with technology. So with technology, where I'm trying to go is that you don't need to build the technology. You just need to find current technology and adapt it to your case. But as you know, Uncle Balta always loves to give more free value. And I don't want to leave the first two levers. I'm talking about money and labor. How can you also lever your business or your endeavor with money and labor if you don't have a money or you don't have employees? And the answer is you need to become the person who attracts money and you need to become person who attract people that want to work for you. I can tell you, if you asked me long time ago that people were going to deposit 3,000 soles, 3,000 soles in my bank account in advance for an English course, I wouldn't believe it. I would say there's no fucking way. Now that shit happened, not every day, but maybe, well, I don't want to give how frequent because I don't want to show my finance. But you get the point. Why it happened? Because I upload so much free value to my social media that people trust me. I have more than 800 videos on YouTube. I have more than, I think, 800 episodes in English in Uncle Balta. But the free content is just one part. The other part is showing the value of your proposal. The other part is creating trust. The other part is knowing how to sell. So once that you start adding all these things, people are going to be happy to give you the money. And I can tell you, a lot of people text me and tell me, Jose, if you have a project and you need money, let me know. I can be your investor. So people call you when they trust you. So the problem is not the money. The problem is to become reliable to receive the money. And what about labor? The same shit. If you have a strong personal brand and people know that you are getting things in life, people want to work with you. It's not coincidence why big corporations have the best employees, because people want to be with winners. So if you become a winner, you will start attracting winners to your business, but you need to start doing things. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I want to include this before wrapping, is that we don't have to do more things. We need to first understand how to do better the things that we are already doing, number one. And second, try to find a way how to amplify the effort that we are doing. Imagine what happened. Imagine this thing that I'm doing now. I'm so far, I don't know how many minutes I'm recording, like 15 minutes maybe. But so far, I'm recording 15 minutes. Imagine what is the difference of me telling this to one person or me doing a podcast in English that is going to reach more or less 400 people. Imagine. So this thing, I'm cloning myself 400 times. You need to find the same thing. How can you clone yourself? So just doing one effort, the thing can be amplified many times. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, if you want to work with me to buy supplements, josebalta.com, inglesparacholos.com for English. And also, if you want the audiobooks, you can send me a WhatsApp to my personal number, +51 9890 23986.